Support for this podcast is made possible in part by Half Moon Outfitters, South Carolina's outdoor retailer, offering clothing from Patagonia, Vuori, Free Fly Apparel, Johnny O, Howler Brothers, and others, plus footwear by Chaco, On Running, Hoka, Birkenstock, and more. For information, halfmoonoutfitters.com.
Hi, this is Rudy Manke from USC for Nature Notes. Robert Pierce was in natural history class that I taught at USC. He was class of 2010, and his interest in natural history continues. He sent me a photograph of a caterpillar trying to identify it and sent it to a number of other people, too. Identifying caterpillars is a challenge. I'm just reminding you that a caterpillar usually goes through many changes in form as it develops. Instars, they're called, and usually four or five. This one turned out probably to be either the pine devil moth or the regal moth, same genus, a different species, but they look so much alike when it's an early instar, and then they change enough that they're obviously different a little bit later. That's why caterpillars can be challenging to ID.